A Late Phoenix, an Inspector C.D. Sloan mystery. Written by Catherine Aird and read by Robin Bailey.
Brief quotations at the start of each chapter are taken from Mrs. Beaton's Cookery and Household Management. Chapter 1. Burial in private ground is permissible unless such use of the ground amounts to a nuisance. Dr. William Latimer gave the screw a final twist. It was the last of 6 screws. 4 would have done the job quite well, but he was a careful, cautious, and conscientious man, and he'd used 6. Carefulness, cautiousness, and conscientiousness were the 3 good C's which had been drilled into him at his medical school by the lecturer on medical ethics. Then the same lecturer had gone on to warn the class against the other 3 C's, the bad ones, those which led a doctor into danger: conduct, canvassing, and covering. Conduct, infamous in a professional respect, didn't trouble William. If any lady patient had designs on his spotless professional reputation, there was always the redoubtable Miss Tyrrell within earshot. Miss Tyrrell was his receptionist and secretary. Ramrod thin, austerely dressed, and bleak of expression, she could be guaranteed to quell any patient with a look. Miss Tyrrell stood no nonsense from anyone. Canvassing was another unlikely risk. He'd come to this practice precisely because it was small. That had been what he'd wanted. Somewhere not too ambitious, where he could make a good beginning in general practice without very much outlay. Covering meant he mustn't set up in practice with a faith healer or lend his backing to any other medically unqualified person. Dr. William Latimer had no intention of doing this. He was on his own in his practice, and he intended staying on his own. After the last twist of the screw, he stepped back and took another look at the plate on the wall. W. Latimer, M.B., C.H.B. He'd paid attention at those lectures, more perhaps than the rest of the class, because he didn't come from a medical background or even a professional one. Doctors' sons, he knew, learnt these matters at their father's knee. They came strangely to him, the son of a carpenter. He twisted his lips wryly. He was what was known as first-generation pinstripe. He picked up the measure, the spirit level, and the screwdriver. There were some things he had learnt at his father's knee, and wondered how soon he would be able to afford to have the house painted. Before very long, he hoped. There was no denying the general air of neglect about Field House. His predecessor had let things go, and then he died, and there had been more neglect while the National Health Service Executive Council had sorted out the practice, and his executors had wound up his estate. William Latimer's gaze shifted upwards a fraction and rested on the plate above his own. Henry Tard, MRCP, MB, CHB. It was brass and was polished daily, though Henry Tard had been in his grave nearly 2 months now. That was nothing, though, compared with the 3rd plate on the wall. That had been rubbed to illegibility, though if you stood very close and knew what you were looking for, you could still make out the name Manderson. Field House had been a doctor's surgery for a very long time. True to a medical tradition that he had heard about, William Latimer had left both plates on the wall above his own. It was a sort of professional ancestor worship, he supposed, because if anyone wanted to consult Dr. Manderson now, there was something like 35 years too late. Standing as he was, so close to the front door of the house, he found himself really looking at it for the first time. In its way, it was quite a fine piece of work, though there was no doubt whatsoever that it needed painting. A bit of putty wouldn't come amiss either in some of the cracks. There was an architrave which his father would have approved of, though the left-hand abacus was badly split. William glanced over his shoulder. That would have been the bombing. Doctors' houses were like public ones and often stood at a street corner. Field House was no exception.